Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Friday, April 22nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Brazil has granted Ecuador's former president, Lúcio Gutiérrez, asylum. This comes after Ecuadorian lawmakers ousted Gutiérrez from office after sacking most of the country's Supreme Court judges. Back to the Bible's David Legacho says the rioting has made travel difficult, but their radio broadcasts continue. He says they have two purposes.
To share the good news of salvation, we have seen people accepting Jesus as their savior. The other purpose is to challenge the people who are already Christians to take a close look at the possibility of serving the Lord full-time.
Next, China's churches are among the fastest-growing in the world. But with that growth comes the problem of leadership training and sound biblical teaching. As a result, Open Doors is launching the Lighthouse Project China for 2005. The goal of the project is to provide 3.4 million Bibles, commentaries, music resources, and new tools for children's outreach. And the Barna Research Group says women are the spiritual backbones of American congregations. But as they fulfill their roles in family, many are living defeated lives. Nancy Lee DeMoss is the host and teacher for Revive Our Hearts, an outreach of Life Action Ministries. Of her upcoming Tennessee conference, she says,
I anticipate that there will be women coming from all seasons of life. There will be a cross-section, women who just need some fresh encouragement from the Lord. There'll be women who are in sinful bondages, issues that need to be dealt with, and I believe God will confront those issues and show women a way out.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.